KQED.
More than 600 state prison inmates have been on a hunger strike for more than 3 weeks now, protesting conditions in the system's isolation units. It's the biggest protest of its kind in California history. State corrections officials confirmed one striker hung himself in his isolation cell last week. Many strikers have dropped in and out, foregoing just a few meals. And the longer the protest continues, the more people drop out altogether. But for those 600-plus hanging in, the risk of permanent bodily damage rises with each day. Elaine Corey reports.
A hunger strike causes serious biochemical changes, and ending a strike can be just as dangerous.
This is not the time when you want to go out for a big pasta dinner.
Dr. Andrea Garber, a chief nutritionist at UCSF Medical Center, is an expert on starvation. She says after 3 weeks, the strikers' energy reserves of sugar and fat are depleted. Stores of the charged particles called electrolytes are at dangerously low levels. Muscle function, the pH level of blood, and degree of hydration all have changed. Then, says Garber, reintroducing food causes a new chain of events. Glucose rushes into the cells, dragging electrolytes with it.
There are massive fluid shifts. People can get heart arrhythmias. They can even go into cardiac arrest. Some patients experience delirium. And finally, there is a serious risk for death.
This set of complications, called refeeding syndrome, has been studied since starved POWs returned from World War II. Garber says the syndrome usually can be managed, but it takes patience and medical supervision.
Slowly, starting with fluids and electrolyte-containing solutions, and then they very gradually introduce food. It's a long process that can take weeks.
A federal receiver is overseeing medical services for the inmates who are striking over state policies that force long periods of isolation in special security units. Dr. Janet Mulbotani, chief of the public health unit for the receiver's office, says they have the staff and the expertise to provide proper care.
We have evidence-based guidelines for clinicians to use to ensure that our population can start eating again in a safe fashion.
So far, most of the inmates who have quit the strike are being monitored from their cells. At least three who are still refusing nutrition have been hospitalized. Mulbotani says high-risk patients who have lost a lot of weight will be moved to a licensed medical setting with 24-hour nursing.
We're going to be giving them a very limited caloric diet. We're going to be monitoring their labs, providing them with supplements as needed, and slowly and carefully advancing their diet.
Inmates with pre-existing medical conditions, such as diabetes or hypertension, could be at increased risk for complications. According to Department of Corrections guidelines, there will be no forced feeding of inmates who are capable of giving informed consent. Inmates have received a written notice that they are in danger of lasting medical harm and may die even after they start to eat again. For the California Report, I'm Elaine Corey.